Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings. My name is Casey Luskin, and welcome to the ID the Future podcast, coming from the Center for Science and Culture with the Discovery Institute in Seattle, Washington. On today's ID the Future podcast, we'll be discussing a recent Washington Post editorial that contained much inaccurate information about Kansas and intelligent design. An editorial in this week's Washington Post, entitled Nothing Wrong with Kansas, contained many inaccurate statements about the Kansas science standards and intelligent design. Firstly, the editorial wrongly framed the Kansas issue as being about intelligent design, as it wrote, quote, "The conservatives regained majority in 2004 and moved to promote intelligent design, a challenge to Darwinian theory, not based on biblical inerrancy or overt creationism, but on purportedly scientific flaws in the theory," unquote. But yet the Kansas science standards are not about intelligent design. Not only do they clearly state, quote, "the science curriculum standards do not include intelligent design," unquote, but the standards only require teaching about scientific criticisms of neo-Darwinism in a way that does not get into intelligent design. Because the editorial board at the Washington Post mistakenly thought Kansas was dealing with intelligent design, and then went on to promote a mistaken and straw version of the theory, asserting that intelligent design is all about the supernatural. The editorial ends up promoting the following misinformation about ID. Quote, "Intelligent design is a defensible theological position, the belief that life is so complex and perfect that a creator must lie behind it, but being untestable in its positing of a supernatural explanation for natural phenomena, it is no more scientific than the belief that Athena was born from Zeus's head," unquote. While this characterization might be an accurate description of how some critics view intelligent design, the actual theory of intelligent design does not postulate anything about the supernatural. Michael Behe points this out when he writes, quote, "A scientific argument for design in biology does not reach that far. Thus, while I argue for design, the question of the identity of the designer is left open." And then he goes on to say, "As regards the identity of the designer, modern IB theory happily echoes Isaac Newton's phrase, hypothesis non fingo," unquote. Hypothesis non fingo, of course, means I do not try to make any hypothesis. Ironically, after wrongly accusing the Kansas science standards of teaching about the, quote, untestable supernatural, the editorial fails to recognize that the Kansas science standards make testability the centerpiece of their definition of science. The Kansas science standards state, quote, "Science is a systematic method of continuing investigation that uses observations, hypothesis testing, measurement, experimentation, logical argument, and theory building to lead to more adequate explanations of natural phenomena. Science does so while maintaining strict empirical standards and healthy skepticism. Scientific explanations are built upon observations, hypotheses, and theories. A hypothesis is a testable statement about the natural world that can be used to build more complex inferences and explanations. A theory is a well-substantiated explanation of some aspect of the natural world that can incorporate observations, inferences, and tested hypotheses. The core theories of science have been subjected to a wide variety of confirmations and have a high degree of reliability within the limits to which they have been tested," unquote. How can the Washington Post claim that the Kansas science standards promote the supernatural, which is untestable, when the standards emphatically make testability a centerpiece of its definition of science? Did the authors of the editorial read the Kansas science standards? Finally, the editorial sets up a straw characterization of ID proponents, implying they reject all forms of evolution. The editorial states, quote, "there is no scientific controversy over whether evolution happens," unquote, implying ID proponents would not view evolution as an answer to the question, quote, "how do bacteria become drug resistant," unquote. Of course, no ID proponent doubts the reality that evolution happens. We all know that small-scale changes take place in populations, causing major problems like antibiotic drug resistance. The editorial also asks, why do birds, bees, and bats all have wings? That's a good question, a question we think students should be able to ask. And we think that they should look carefully at statements of mainstream scientists like Robert Carroll, who doubts the sufficiency of microevolutionary mechanisms to answer such questions. Dr. Carroll writes, "Can changes in individual characters, such as the relative frequency of genes for light and dark wing color in moths adapting to industrial pollution, simply be multiplied over time to account for the origin of moths and butterflies within insects, the origin of insects from primitive arthropods, or the origin of arthropods from among primitive multicellular organisms? How can we explain the gradual evolution of entirely new structures, like wings of bats, birds, and butterflies, when the function of a partially evolved wing is almost impossible to conceive?" unquote, from Robert Carroll's book, Patterns and Processes of Vertebrate Evolution. The truth is that, according to the Washington Post editorial, students really shouldn't be asking such questions because they might challenge neo-Darwinism. The editorial states that, quote, intelligent design can lead only to unintelligent students or at least badly educated ones, unquote. This argument is predicated, however, upon the false claim that Kansas is teaching intelligent design. But would teaching intelligent design lead to deficient students? If America really is failing at science, as Time magazine said earlier this year, then perhaps the problem is the status quo, where the vast majority of school districts today teach only the scientific evidence that supports Darwin's theory. This is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast, based out of Seattle, Washington. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com. Thank you.